Dr. Patrick Osram's Rose Picking.
Oh, g'day, Rose. My name's Andrew Stubbs. I spoke to you yesterday about trying to get a spot with Dr. Lowe.
Yep.
I think you mentioned that he'd like... I hadn't had an MRI yet. I only had a CT scan, and I think you said that he'd like to get an MRI done before the appointment.
Yes, I often do... Yeah, we often do say that.
Yeah, no dramas. Okay. So I was wondering how I go about getting everything need for me to...
Remind me, sorry, I spoke to a lot of people yesterday.
Did I book
you in for an appointment yet or not?
No, you didn't. No.
Okay, I think we were just, testing the waters to see if you wanted one and find out timings. Was that it?
Yeah, because I'm going to Perth. So that's why I was sort of like, I was just trying to work out where I potentially could fit it all in. Yeah.
Okay. What we usually do is we usually book people in and then we...
better for me because, I'm sure everyone who calls you has got a problem. That's why they're calling you. But I've sort of been dealing with what I've been dealing with for about 2 months now. And so I am. Yes.
Okay, you're ready to get it sorted. All right. We usually get people booked in and then we ask him, look at the referral, do you want this person to have an MRI before coming to you? If he does, he happily writes the referral, then we send it to you and you go get it done. That way, I think I'd probably mention yesterday, it saves you coming in and then he says, you know what, you need an MRI, then you've got to come back to get the results and you're paying for 2 appointments. So he would rather streamline it. So just a few things. Again, I don't remember what I did yesterday. I'm sorry. Is it to do with a work cover or TAC claim?
No, I'm a private patient. No.
Perfect. And you've got private insurance?
Private healthcare, yeah.
Perfect. Do you know which level of cover of private you have, like a gold, silver, bronze?
Yes, Australian Unity, silver plus, I think it was called.
Cool. So it's worth double checking. We usually tell people to check their cover to make sure they're covered for neuro, just in case. We do, we obviously assume if you're coming to see a neurosurgeon, there may be a need for surgery. So we generally... double check, and we ask you to...
I've had two discectomies before.
Then you're good. Oh, yes, I remember. You said, then you're covered. Not a problem. So whereabouts are you located?
And then also, too, like, to be brutally honest, like, you know...
It is what it is.
Get rid of the pain. I don't really care what the cost is, to be honest.
That's fine. No, that's totally fine. But it's just something, we say, because some people are not aware that if they're not fully covered, it could be... quite expensive, so that's the only reason we say that. Whereabouts are you located so I can get you the best appointment for you?
So I live in Altona, but funnily enough, I'm actually comfortable when I drive. It's just when I'm standing up, it kills. Like, I'm just in a heap amount of pain. So as long as I'm sitting, I actually feel okay, which is completely different to the last time I had a discectomy, which is, I suppose, it just depends on which nerves are being hit where, I suppose. So, yeah.
So if you're in Altona, Parkville is the closest. The next one there is the 18th at the moment, the 18th of September. If you wanted to be seen sooner, I have availability the week before, but that's in our Brighton rooms. And I know that's not for everyone, but all I can do is offer it.
I'm back the 18th of September. What day is that, if you mind me asking? Sorry. I haven't got a calendar in front of me. It's a Thursday. Oh, shit. That's the only day I can't work. Hang on. So what's today?
Today is the 28th of August, a Thursday. It's confusing. And it's September next week.
Yeah. So what's today's date? Today is the 28th, which means... Oh, no. Every second Thursday I can have off, but that's it. 8:30. Let's just do it.
I have afternoons that day. I've either got kind of first off in the morning at 9 o'clock on the 18th, or I can do as late as 4 o'clock if that helps.
Yeah.
I know it's not ideal with work, but they're the best ones if we're trying to potentially still squeeze in a work day.
Can we do, what else is sort of mid-morning? Because then I could just open up for the boys and then take off and go have the appointment.
I don't have anything. I've either got that 9 o'clock or the next one is 2:15. Sorry, I'm being complicated now, aren't I?
No, you're not. No, you've just got appointments available and I've just got to fit
yeah.
in. Yeah, let's do the 2:15 one because then I sort of
2:15?
I beat the traffic coming in. Yeah, so that's fine.
All right. Let's get some details. Your first name again?
Andrew.
Surname?
Stubbs.
S-T-U-B-B-S. Date of birth?
18-10-77.
And your best contact number?
0412.
Yep.
061.
Yep.
161.
161, perfect. Who's the name of the doctor referring you to us?
Do you want his full name or?
Or even the practice name, just because if the referral doesn't come through, I can
got it on email, so I can email it to you straight
perfect.
Away.
Perfect, yeah, I'll get you to email it in a moment, but just so I yeah. know who it's coming from.
So it's Hoppers Crossing Medical Centre, and it's Dr. Asadi, or Ghani, Dr. Ghani.
Ghani, yeah. He refers to us quite a bit.
Yeah.
I would assume that there have been recent scans. You said there's been a CT, and I'm assuming there have been previous MRI.
I had a CT like last Friday.
Where was that done?
IMED at yep. Heath Road. I can't remember what road it's on.
And
anyway.
Previous MRI, where was that done?
I haven't had an MRI since, I wouldn't even know. My last MRI was the last time I had a discectomy, which was in, I'm going to say 2007 or something like that. Like, it's quite a long time ago.
Okay. You probably won't even remember where you've had it done. Not a problem.
It was in Epping. I know that much. Yeah.
That's okay. I'll write down that you've had a previous discectomy because maybe Patrick will want to see if he can find those results, could obviously to create a comparison.
Yeah, so it's actually L5-S1 both times, and I've had them done both at Cabrini, because I actually used to work for Cabrini.
Okay, I've made a note.
So I don't even know if they operate anymore, to be honest, because
who's the big one? It depends where in Cabrini, but Myron is one of them I know who works there.
That's him. I can't believe you just said that. Yeah, that was him.
My husband works at Cabrini, so I know some of the, like, who he refers to. So that's why I know that.
And the first guy who done it was when I was 19 years old. So that's why 28 years ago. I would say he's
been there a long time. He's still there, I believe.
Oh, no. He done the second one, that Myron guy, right?
Yeah.
So I reckon that Myron guy, look, this is just I would think he's probably in his early 60s now or late 50s, I would reckon.
Yeah, I would assume so.
That's what I would think, but
I think he would be, but I don't know him personally. I know my husband does, but I don't know. But yeah, he's the one that I know of who works out there. Look, are you able, I'm going to send you in a minute a new patient registration form. It's a link to your mobile phone. If you can fill it out, that'll be great. I can also give you an email address so you can send over that referral now. Then I can get Patrick to have a look. And if he wants a scan, he can get that sorted.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, is that okay? So the email address, go on.
So, like, to be brutally honest, not brutally honest, but I'm just sort of, because this is the third time potentially that I might be having surgery, this time here, I'll be going to two different neurosurgeons just purely for the fact that, I obviously just can't go through life getting surgery on the back every 10 years. It's not that exciting, to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to, but I want to sort of, just to, I don't know why I even told you, but that basically that's what I'm doing. So, but I want
to... It's okay. Look, everyone's entitled to... you know, search around and find the person that they're comfortable with, and that's completely not a problem. And Patrick usually would want people to be comfortable. He's aware that these things are big, and obviously you've had it done before, so that's not a problem.
Yeah, it's just the fact that it's my third time. Like, you know, you think, you know, what is it? Third time unlucky sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, but you need third time lucky and be over and done with it.
I've got a 5-year-old son who just jumps on me relentlessly, like, you know, and he doesn't understand the fact he's autistic, so he doesn't understand the fact that dad's got pain or whatever. So I just sort of...
To be honest, my 7-year-old and 11-year-old wouldn't think. They wouldn't remember, regardless of autism or not. They jump and think otherwise. So,
Yeah.
Completely understandable. Look, I've booked you into that slot, like I said. I'm going to send you the link to the new patient registration form and everything.
Where's Philip operate out of?
So it's Patrick, not Philip, and he does... Okay, he's now got three... So there's either Holmes Glen Private Hospital in Moorabbin. There's Melbourne Private Hospital, which is in that complex near the Royal Melbourne, Royal Women's, Petermark, that area. And he's just about to start at St Vincent's also in Fitzroy.
Yeah, righto. Yeah, fair enough.
So there's three choices with regards to surgery.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've sent you that text message. You'll get through in a moment. Let me give you the email address so you can send through that referral when you can. Also, that one is manager.
Hang on one sec. Hang on one sec. Tim, sorry. I'm on speaker. Okay. Are you there?
Yeah.
Because I've just PDF'd them to one of my emails of my business. So what I've done this in preparation, so I can just email it directly to you now. I just got to open it up.
Excellent.
Patrick, this one here, and then I'll forward it to, manager,
Manager at lacon.com. I'm going to spell it LACCON for November.com.
Manager, M-A-N-A-G, at Lacon, LACCON.com.au.
No AU, just .com.
Okay, thank you.
Just .com, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, comes through, I'll put it under Patrick's nose, and he's not actually with me today, but he usually gets back to me at one stage, and then we'll get you an MRI if it's needed, if he wants you to have one. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. What was your name, sorry?
Rose, like a flower.
Thank you, Rose. I appreciate your listening to me. Thank you.
All good. Have a great day. Take care. Bye.
Bye.